Welcome to Good News on Catholic Spirit Radio, a program for teens and almost teens to better understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ is relevant in their lives. And it's a place where your questions about faith and religion can be answered. And now, here's your host, Deacon Al.
Welcome to Good News here on Catholic Spirit Radio. I am Deacon Al. I'm an ordained deacon of the Catholic Church here in the Peoria Diocese. And with me is that great saxophonist, James. Hello, James.
Hello. Thank you for the introduction.
We are a few weeks into summer, and weather has been gorgeous. And hopefully the COVID has been in full retreat or getting close to it. I'm looking forward to travel. Have you been anywhere in the last year and a half? Have you gotten to go anywhere?
Actually, yes, I have.
Where did
I went
you go?
To Vegas for a week with my friend and his mom and then one of my other friends.
I am so, I don't want to say envious because envy is a bad thing, but I am so looking forward to my trip to Vegas. I still don't know when that's going to be, but my son lives there.
It was nice. We did a lot of hiking, but the hotel that we stayed at had a brand new $15 million pool.
Oh.
That we could not use at all due to COVID. And it was I was angry about that, yeah.
COVID has affected every part of our lives, hasn't it? It has battered our society so badly. Some of it because of real genuine health concerns, and part of it out of human fear. We've created some of our own barriers out of our own fear. But I'm still waiting. Like I said, I hope to do that Vegas trip. My son's in Vegas. My daughter-in-law, I have not seen them in person in over 2 years.
Oh, my.
That is, I can't tell you how hard that is. I know some of you have family members that maybe you're personally estranged or purposely estranged from. And that doesn't hurt as bad, but anybody who's estranged from a family member, and we're not emotionally estranged, we're just physically estranged. It has been so hard not to be able to give my son a hug in over 2 years. I miss him terribly. And in this time that we've been gone, he's bought a house. And I want to go do dad things with my son. I want to go build stuff badly.
Garden.
You know? I want to garden and do shady electrical things in his house. You know, the things that all homeowners do from time to time. No, I just want to go there and help him make his house a home. And it's been really hard not to be able to do that.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So I don't know when that's going to happen, but hopefully soon. Hopefully soon. Before summer's out, I expect to make a trip there. We are still coming. We're into ordinary time again. Easter has been over for a couple of weeks, but we've had some really important celebrations within the church. So a couple of weeks ago, we had Pentecost, and then last week, we had the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, I'm sorry, celebration of the Holy Trinity. And now this weekend, we have the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ, which is one of my favorite celebrations of the church, because what we're really talking about is we're celebrating the fact that we have within the Eucharist the presence of Christ within not only within the church but physically within us, that we become living tabernacles. And so tabernacle is part of our readings. In fact, it's the reading you're going to be doing. It's going to be the second reading of the Mass from Paul's letter to the Hebrews. So why don't we let you go ahead and start with that, James?
All right. Brothers and sisters, when Christ came as a high priest of the good things that have been to come, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made by hands, that is, not belonging to this creation, he entered once for all into the sanctuary, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of a heifer's ashes can sanctify those who are defiled so that their flesh is cleansed, how much more will the blood of Christ, who thought the eternal spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from dead works to the worship of the living of God? For this reason, he is the mediator of a new covenant, since a death has taken place for deliverance. from transgressions under the first covenant, those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance.
The word of the Lord. So let's talk about that for a minute, because this is a really powerful reading when you think about it. It starts off saying that Christ came as the high priest. He came from God, and the role of the high priest was twofold, was to do sacrifice for the people, to be their representatives to sacrifice to God. So the high priest of the tribes, even of those who weren't of Jewish, but of the pagans, the role of the priest was to do sacrifice, to bring the worship of the people to their God. So Christ came as the ultimate high priest, as God himself, to be our link between us and God. And he came not through a tabernacle made of human hands. So what are they talking about here? They're talking about the tabernacle of the Old Testament. Okay? So who made the tabernacle of the Old Testament that we hear about in scriptures?
Jesus?
No.
God?
The Jewish people.
Jewish people.
They fashioned it by hand. It was actually made by hand.
The Old Testament tabernacle. Okay.
Made by hand. And the purpose of the tabernacle was to bring God with them as they traveled. So they're on the move. And they want God to be with them. So they take things of God and they put them in the box that God told them to design, and they carry it with them, and that helps them feel that God is physically with them. So what was in the tabernacle? Three things. Any ideas?
Ten Commandments. I'm not sure besides that.
Okay, the tablets of the Ten Commandments. The rod of Aaron that had rebudded. This is a staff from a tree that has died and is now living again. That was put in there. And Aaron was the leader of the Jewish tribes after Moses passed. And the third thing that was in there was a bowl of manna, the bread from heaven. So food from God. So they carried with them to help them feel close to God, God's presence. They carried food from God. They carried commandments from God. And they carried a staff that had died and come back to life. So that's the Old Testament tabernacle. But now this reading is talking about the new tabernacle, the new covenant, the new tabernacle. The new tabernacle is Mary, the mother of Jesus. So think about that. What do we have being carried inside Mary's womb?
Jesus.
The bread of life from God. We have Jesus, the Word of God, just like the tablets of the Old Testament tabernacle. And we have Jesus who will die and rise again to new life, just like Aaron's staff. Mary is the new tabernacle. And so rather than in the Old Testament tabernacle, things that represented the presence of God, in Mary, the new tabernacle, we have the real presence of God. We have Christ, the true presence of God. And so now Christ, in his passing, in his crucifixion and rebirth, and through what we'll hear about in the gospel, gives us a new way of carrying Christ with us. And now we become tabernacles. So the gospel reading is from, I just lost it here, let me flip back to it. The gospel reading is from Mark. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparation for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it in the new kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord. So what we have is an understanding of God being present in a tabernacle, God being carried with us through the Old Testament tabernacle with the tribes of the Jews and the tribes of the Israelites, and in the New Testament, the tabernacle, Mary becomes the tabernacle, carrying the same things, the same sort of things that were represented in the old tabernacle, but are now living and true in her, the new tabernacle. And now Jesus is about to leave again. This is the night of the Passion at the Last Supper. And he again sets us up to be able to carry God with us. And he does it through the Eucharist. And that's why we're celebrating the body and blood of Christ this weekend. And he says something really interesting that should sound really familiar to you. While they were eating, he took bread and said the blessing and said to them, "Take this, this is my body." Took a cup, gave thanks, gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said, "This is my blood." Where have you heard that before, James?
From, what is it called? I'm blanking. The Passover and then the Last Supper. Hear it.
And so where do you hear this every Sunday?
In church, when we be right before communion.
There you go. This is communion. This is the Mass. Yeah. This is the Mass. This is our Thanksgiving. This is our Eucharist, which means Thanksgiving. This is the gift that God gives us, that he shows through this reading, we're being told that God leaves himself in the bread and the wine that's consecrated at Mass, and it becomes the body and blood of Christ. And now we become the tabernacles. There's, for a period of time, we carry Christ within us. On a permanent basis, we carry the Holy Spirit with us, which is what we celebrated prior weeks. And all the time that God dwells within us within the Holy Spirit. And so what we see here is the establishment of the Mass. So just in the last 3 weeks of reading, we have the establishment of the church where he sends his apostles out to preach the gospel and baptize. We have the establishment of confirmation with Pentecost. We have the establishment of confession when he gives the apostles the authority in his name to forgive sins. And now we have the establishment of communion in this part. What I really love is afterwards, after they've taken the bread and the wine, and he says, and then they sing a hymn, and then they leave. That's Mass. You know, at the end of Mass, from communion on, mimics these same actions. We receive Christ's body and blood in the Eucharist. We give thanks in song through our hymns. And then the last words of the Mass given by the deacon, if there's a deacon present, is go. All the dismissals of the church, there's four allowable dismissals. My favorite that I usually use is go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life, because that's what we should be, as an example of Christ to others. But every dismissal of the church begins with go, because that's what they did here after they received communion. They left and went back out into the world. So this weekend we celebrate the marvelous sacrament of Eucharist. I'll throw this question at you, and I don't expect you to know the answer. I just think it's an interesting question, and I expect you to give the answer that most people would give. We refer to communion as host, but what does host mean? And we'll get James' reaction to that when we come back after these messages.
Stay tuned. Good news will be right back on Catholic Spirit Radio.
You most likely are familiar with Fatima and Lourdes, but did you know that the Blessed Virgin also appeared in the United States in 1859? That apparition took place near Champion, a small town in the Door Peninsula of Wisconsin. Today, Champion is home to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. Join Catholic Spirit Radio the weekend of August 14th and 15th on its pilgrimage to this shrine. Our travels will also take us to the Basilica and National Shrine of Mary, Help of Christians, at Holy Hill, also in Wisconsin. This two-day bus trip departs from Wapella, Bloomington, and El Paso. The cost for the trip is $300 per person, but if you make your reservations by June 30th, the early bird special is only $275. Make plans to join this exciting pilgrimage by visiting CatholicSpiritRadio.com or calling Kathy at 309-828-6554 or Carolyn at 309-830-4164.
And welcome back to Good News. I am Deacon Al. I'm sitting here with James. Hello, James.
Hi.
We've been talking about the Eucharist. Before we go on with this, James, we need to do a little commercial. If people want to ask questions about the Catholic faith or about Christianity, they can write their questions to us, and we will talk about them on the air. What is that email address?
You can either go to goodnews at catholicspiritradio.com or goodnews at catholicspiritradio.org. You can email either of those addresses, and we will answer them. Please email.
And it can be any kind of question you want to ask, things you wonder about, things you disagree with the church about.
What did Deacon Al have for lunch today?
I will tell you that I have not had lunch yet, so I can't answer that question.
Neither have I.
But I had breakfast with some parishioners from my church, and we meet usually every Thursday. Sometimes we have to bump to a Tuesday. But I recommend this for everybody. You should have time during the week where you meet with other Christians. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Meet for breakfast, meet for coffee, meet over a lunch break at work. But we are designed to be a communal people. We are designed to share our faith with each other. Make time in your life on a regular basis to sit down with other Christians and share your faith. What we talk about with my buddies, we talk about what's going on in the church. We talk about what's going on in the world and how the church affects that. We talk about Catholic Spirit Radio. We talk about EWTN and programs that we've listened to. We talk about our lives as husbands and fathers and how that's affected by our faith. And I think by doing that, it keeps us better focused on the fact that I'm not a good Catholic because I'm a good father. I'm a good father because I try to be a good Catholic. That it's my relationship with God that influences the other aspects of my life, not the other aspects of my life that influence my relationship with God. So I just recommend you have buddies that are Christians, that maybe not all Catholic, but all Christians. You share a commonality with them, and you share a strength with them. And I urge you and other Christians to make time in your lives, sit down on a regular basis with other people of faith, and talk about how that faith influences you. So something to think about. Another way they can listen to past programs of Good News is through the Catholic Spirit Radio website.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a tab that says
podcasts,
and we have all of our programs recorded for perpetuity, right? Forever and ever. Well, for as long as we're here, which we hope will be forever on our podcasts.
As long as the internet lasts.
That's right. As long as there's an internet, and who knows how long that'll be. For long, we'll just have chips in our head. We'll just smack ourselves on the side of the head and be able to listen to a radio program. But please listen to our podcasts, and maybe you'll get some good information out of that will help you in your Christian lives as well. So we've been talking about the Eucharist, and the question I left James with before we took a little break was, one of the words we have for communion is host. What does host mean?
All right, well, I've already been informed that I'm wrong, but so my answer, as I think most people would answer, is like, I obviously don't know what to use to explain it besides the word host, but I think like the person who invites people over for a gathering and then leads that gathering.
Leads the gathering.
Yeah.
Leads the gathering. And I think you're right. I absolutely think that's what most people would answer. And what I find fascinating is that host is actually a variation of the word hostia, which means victim. When you have friends over to the house, you are the host because you are suffering.
It feels like it sometimes.
You are the sufferer. You have to go through all the work of preparation. You have the responsibility of making sure everyone is served. And communion is we receive the victim, the sufferer, Christ, who suffered for us on the cross. And so that's where the term host comes from. I thought for the longest time as a young person that the wafer, the communion wafer, was the host because it accepted the presence
and that makes
of
sense.
Christ into it, just like you accept the presence of someone into your home. And that's not at all what it means.
Really? I thought it was just like because it was the biggest one and it was the main one.
No, it represents the victim. It's the sufferer. And so that's where we get the word host from when it comes to communion. Going back to the reading that you shared with us, the second reading of the Mass, one of the things I really like about it is that it addresses Catholic communion, the belief of the true presence of Christ in the communion, from a logical viewpoint. Where Mark is talking, I'm sorry, this is from Gospel, when Mark is talking to the Hebrews, and he says, if you believed that shedding the blood of animals was good and acceptable for forgiveness, to seek forgiveness or seek relationship with God, if the blood of an animal was good and acceptable, then certainly the blood of Christ, the Son of God, has to be better. And that's part of the reason why we look at John 6, where Christ says, my body is true food and my blood is true drink, not just represents. He says it is real food and it is real drink. And he says it a couple of times. And then we combine that with this from the Last Supper, where he says, where holds up the bread and says, this is my body, not this represents my body. This is my blood, not this represents my blood. That we're saying, this has to be better. If this is the truth, and we have no reason to believe that Jesus was lying, if this is the truth, if this is really him, then how could this not be better than the blood of a bull or the blood of a sheep? You know, we have the actual blood of a living God in Jesus Christ. How can that not be better? And so in our communion, we don't use bread that represents the body of Christ or grape juice that represents the blood of Christ. We use the unleavened bread, which was used at the Last Supper, the wine that was used at the Last Supper, that is transubstantiated by the high priest, by Christ, the high priest, as is explained in the reading that you did. How can that not be perfect? And so that's what makes communion so special to us, such a special sacrament, and that it takes the truth of the scriptures and it proves it over and over again every Sunday that this isn't a bloody sacrifice of an animal. This is through communion we have the bloodless sacrifice of Christ being brought forward from the past to the present and saying, this is really him, and we're really taking him in, and we become the tabernacles in this sacrifice. We have just a few minutes left. I wanted to ask you about any other future plans. We are partway into summer, and you still enjoying yourself?
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to start summer band soon for saxophone.
Okay, for saxophone.
Yeah.
Now, is this a concert band, a marching band?
Marching band. That'll be for marching band, yeah.
Okay. Which, for those of you not musically inclined, marching band and concert band, whole different world.
Mm-hmm.
Whole different world. I can barely walk and chew gum. I cannot imagine walking, not just walking, but walking in patterns and playing. How do you do that?
It's definitely not as physically challenging as I used to find it, or as some people definitely find it. But it's definitely like a mental toll, and just keeping enough breath to play at a rate that is, in music terms, forte or loud and powerful. It's really hard to do that, and also be walking. And
a lot of diaphragm work, right?
Yeah,
yeah. I was the announcer for our marching band, so I got to sit up in the box and
talk about.
You know, we're now going to make a circle. We're now going to make a square. Actually, we were a little better than that, but my high school, my wife, we went to high school together. We did not date in high school, but she was the drum major, and I was the announcer. So we kind of both led in different ways, but we were 100 yards apart from each other. But I knew who she was. So we knew each other in high school, but we didn't actually date till college. I just thought that was... No, that's not fascinating. I was going to say that's fascinating, but that's not fascinating at all. But it's just that's part of my musical career. I couldn't drum, as we explained before. Mm-hmm. I got thrown out of drumming. So I went from drumming to announcing. I enjoyed that, and I was the announcer for the concert band as well. And she was first flute, so I got to stand right next to her during concert band.
Hey, again, if you want to hear that last podcast where he talked about that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, a couple podcasts ago where I talk about my 45 minutes as a percussionist in sixth grade. Oh, life is interesting at times. James, always a pleasure being with you.
Thank you, you too.
Thanks for passing the time with me again this weekend. Good News is on Catholic Spirit Radio every Friday and Saturday evening at 8 o'clock. James and I chat about Scripture for about 30 minutes, and hopefully you'll find something in there that will be of importance to your life, as Scripture is all meant to be. In the meantime, this is Deacon Al, and wishing you all the best. Have a beautiful, wonderful summer. Get outside. Enjoy God's beauty. Get inside and enjoy the mysteries of the Mass. We hope to see you at church. May Almighty God bless you, protect you from all evil, and bring you to everlasting life. Amen.
You've been listening to Good News on Catholic Spirit Radio, a program for teens and almost teens to better understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ is relevant in your life. Submit your questions to Deacon Al at goodnews@catholicspiritradio.com. That's goodnews@catholicspiritradio.com. Deacon will answer your questions about faith and religion. Thank you for listening to Good News on Catholic Spirit Radio.